In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, let us continue these services, and I will read the Word of God from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 55, from 6 to 11. And the words are, in Jesus' name, Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. And he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth, and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be, that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, and it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereto I sent it. Amen. That word prophet and to prophesy brings us to mind there are many types of predictions and forecasters there have been during our times. Some people foresee or forecast the weather. As we have experienced a little rain shower, and the meteorologists follow the weather, and they can very precisely forecast where the rains will go. Here we have already heard today many texts that are from the Old Testament. The Bible is divided into two parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament. This text is from the Old Testament part. Researchers have wondered and say, and there may be several writers under Isaiah here, but through the Holy Spirit and in faith, we understand that it was written, influenced by the Holy Spirit. They were bringing forth the Word of God between God and man. And this book of Isaiah is divided into three parts. Rebukes the people of the country. We have already heard much about. There has always been with people a desire or a falling to believe in idols, false gods. God has had to return us that our security is in the eternal God. And here he forecast, Isaiah forecast, prophesies the birth and resurrection of Jesus. Also of the captivity in Babylon in this text, which has been heard in services often. And with that prayer, that God would open this to us here in the beginning of the chapter. Oh, every one that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money. Here the prophet looks at the kingdom of God and at the message, the gospel, the message of goodness, and it offers those delicious pieces that our undying soul desires. It is that living bread of life. Here it says to seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Imagine, as we heard yesterday, the time of visitation here in Finland, over 100 years. God has especially spoken to us, brought the gospel, preached the gospel. As we understand, all the children of God are priests of the word. The gospel has traveled here to Reykjavik and to our own home areas. The people have believed, as in these services, there are many. Dear sisters and brothers, some of you are in your childhood faith, and there are some of you that the enemy of the soul has deceived you. The world has taken you. Isn't it so that there is a possibility to tell your psalm how God has awakened and called you? You have found this wonderful grace of God. It is the work of God from the beginning to the end. When a person falls out of faith and to find the kingdom of God and can come in through the gospel, what kind of impact does it have on this person? We can say there is a great gratefulness in the heart. Thank the living Lord. Even today, it is possible. Was it the writer of Psalms? It can change your voice. That the person would believe the gospel, the call, and it would be announced at these services. The living gospel. To pray that he is near. As God, in the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come, we pray. And everyone can pray. As God says that everyone can pray, as Cornelius heard the prayer, he gave alms and he prayed. But he did not get peace to his soul. Now, there's no way that you can become a child of God by praying there at Cornelius. God sent Peter there and some brothers, and they were able to believe. As preacher brothers know, how often we have stress or anxiety when we come here to speak. God opened the gospel. That Holy Spirit opened. Here, when Isaiah, impacted by the Holy Spirit, as the writer of Hebrews says, God spoke to the people through the prophets in many ways, and in the final days, and he has spoken through his Son. Not one message of the prophet has come public by man, but it has been impacted by the Holy Spirit, what they have received from God. Peter mentions this in his second epistle, that they have received from God. So it is here at these services. God opens that which he sees necessary for you and me and enlightens that which is necessary for us. And it continues here to return to God. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and unto our God, for he will have abundantly pardoned. There is no such great sinner that grace would not be enough for him. Does this mean that an unbelieving person, that they should live in a sinful way? It does not mean this. But no. That grace that God has enlightened in his word, it is so great, even for those who have fallen away far, like that thief and murderer on the cross. In a simple way, when we think in a personal way, human way, we may think that there is no grace for that person. Later we see God's thoughts and ways are much higher than our thoughts and ways. And that's what it was. As Jesus said, today you are with me, we in paradise. He was able to believe, all his sins, unbelief forgiven, and that sin of murder forgiven. God influences the feeling of feeling bad. If there is some person here at these services who feels that I have fallen so far away that I cannot own this grace of God, listen up. That is a sermon of the enemy, because you can't believe, unbelief, and all your sins forgiven all the way to your own address in Jesus' name and blood. God's thoughts are much higher than our thoughts. We, as people, some are younger and some are older. Many phases and stages in everyone's life. And we can experience times in our life that we cannot understand why God let this and that to happen. That you older people remember the tsunami that was in Asia. many people died. God allows earthquakes and wars as there is in Ukraine now. We do not understand it. And in everyone's life, a very small boy or girl can be taken away from the home. And so, there are many good things here. Little boys and girls are here listening. And I have to thank you, mothers and fathers, that you have come and you have brought these little children to services, these heavenly plants. Years ago, we had young children, and it is not a simple thing out here camping that corruption or unsatisfied feelings arise. You are doing a big thing when you bring these small children to services. And it is good that we all can come here. That if God allows, we will look at the influence of this word, this planting work that we do, that if these into the hearts of these little boys and girls, it can grow so that they can be kept or preserved in God's kingdom. We do not understand all of this, but God wants to give such childlike mind to look childishly, to look at this, even though it may be difficult, that God would give us strength and to be satisfied what the Heavenly Father has allowed. You service guest, has it sometimes happened to you afterwards you have thought that if something went totally different to what you had hoped for and that you have acknowledged and said that good that it did go this way and for my faith life especially we can as those little children trust their parents, listen, you, brother and sister, mother and father, you can trust on the Heavenly Father. And here it continues. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and makes it bring forth, and the buds, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. You have it amazed, you have liked to see, when the grains ripen, there is barley and oats, and some wheat, possibly. It is wonderful to see the grain fields. There's an incredible strength how the little seeds, according to their type, when they grow, many different seeds, many different plants and flowers. It is an amazing creation work of God. It speaks to us even today. It cannot be missed. You must notice it. Those natural flowers were more beautiful than Solomon. Solomon had been given much riches. Nature, natural flowers and plants are much more beautiful. That is what God does here in our temporal life. And we should remember, it is not always self-evident that we have bread and food and temporal food. And even here in Reykjavik, we have seen famine. Many places we have seen famine in Finland. There have been the great years of famine, of loss. Have we given thanks that we have received food? Jesus said to be satisfied and thankful if we have clothing and food that God has given, and much more to many of us. We can today, we can be very thankful. And for you also, boys and girls, we have Finland here as our homeland. This is a good land, good country in many ways. And soon you can go back to school. It is a great gift. It is a great gift that you can go to school and to develop those skills that you do have. It is a gift. And for all of us, and we can pray for Finland and on the behalf of Finland and all other nations, and to proclaim the gospel. And as we say, of the time of visitation in our country, it is such a gift that we do not fully comprehend as we could. Here he continued, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whither I sent it." The Word of God. Imagine as the Holy Spirit makes the Word alive. It is the Holy Spirit there, as in the Old Testament, that we can open it through the Holy Spirit. Nothing else can open it, not today and never. God has promised that God will open the necessary amount, and that what is it today? It is this, that you can live in such a house, in such a kingdom of God, where everything that we need, you can be congratulated. As Joseph, it is said that he was a fortunate man because God was with him. You can today, even though you may feel your own worthlessness and how your endeavor often goes so poorly. And many times we doubt, and so on. Even you can believe. You can believe that manna of the gospel in your own heart, your own address. Believe all your sins and doubts and temptations forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And that Word of God is amazing even in this point. It may grow only after many decades after it has been planted. There may be such children of God here that some person, there is a person that you have been able to bless with the gospel, maybe at the deathbed, and received the grace of repentance and has been able to remember that he has heard those words, heard that gospel as a youth. You parents of unbelieving children that the enemy of the soul has lost, do not lose hope. We can pray, and God can open the faith, gift of faith, and that is what we hope. That gospel and that word of God is amazing when a lost person, when we think here in Finland, we have so many children of God here, you young mothers and fathers. It is a great power of God. A believing mother once thought that there's no possibility there in the capital city area. How can we survive? How can these children remain in faith? We many times measure, say, how can you, how have you been able to preserve yourself in faith? Have you been good? Have you endeavored well and in your life? I can say you haven't. As the songwriter says, some other would have rejected many times. God is patient. He has patiently long-suffering, even though we have fallen into namely sins that we haven't been able to confess. God has given such possibility and has protected us with patience. And so he will protect us unto the end. That he will protect us, and even though he was without sin, and the other writer, and therefore let us go forth boldly to the grace seat, that we would receive mercy and find mercy for that when we need it. Isn't that good advice? To go forth boldly to the grace throne. As we have come here now before the grace throne, where we can meet the living river, then we can sink, drown our sins in the stream that is crystal clear. It is worthwhile to believe, as that old grandmother said. She wanted to go to services, as we have been reminded, to go to services whenever possible. There in your home, Zion, that old woman said she has wanted to go to services so that that goal, that target, would stay in her mind. So it is. We, in the midst of this time, it can be faint. Many things arise. Some issue, some matter might come so important, and we have to ask, what is the most important thing in our life? It is good to remember that it is good to go to services, that God can take care of us and cleanse us, to bring the gospel and that food to us. And even now, as the close of this sermon, your little boy and girl, mother and father, and maybe you who feel loneliness. As a child of God, you can believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood, and trust in a secure way, believing in mother and father like a little child. I just couldn't trust that the Heavenly Father would give any words. And therefore I ask you, can I believe my doubts and sins forgiven? I wish to believe with you. And we can remain secured and say, in Jesus' name, amen.